You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Now, was he supposed to say that?
I think so. Pretty sure.
Just off the top of his head, you know.
Unvarnished truth?
Probably, yes.
When are we going to varnish it?
We're going to have to fire that guy.
Good morning. Good
hey,
morning.
Man. Yeah, it's another fantastic morning. But
happy Wednesday.
I was going to say day.
What?
But it's going to be hot and humid today.
Yeah,
it's going to be a miserable, horrible day for everybody again. What, so stay indoors.
What weather report are you reading? It's going to be nice.
And I heard that coming in. You know, it's going to be a little cooler tonight up north and kind of warm here again.
Okay.
Boy, those mosquitoes, you know, sometimes, you know, you think, they disappeared. They're gone now.
Yeah.
But that's not true. They're just watching and waiting. Waiting for that one moment where they're going to surprise you, attack you in swarms.
I guess
not just one.
Yeah, nobody's, nobody can get away from them.
No.
That's for sure.
There was a couple of days ago, there was one on my pillow as I was about to sleep. It was right on my pillow. I woke up and it was just right there, kind of buzzing around.
Yeah,
that's scary. That's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, John Peterson. How are you?
Mr. Gordy Young, thank you for that.
How about producer Don Lee?
Very good.
Of the day to you. Top of the morning. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at him. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good, Gordy.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You.
That's wonderful. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I might just ask everybody to call me sir around here. It sounds so good when Trump talks about it, you know. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He has a lot of imaginary conversations running around up there in his head. Everybody calls him sir.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sir?
Sir?
Sir, what would you like for breakfast? Sir?
Sir, you are right. Sir?
Sir?
Thank you. I am so glad to have kissed your ass,
sir. Well, he's king of his own world.
Oh, man, is he? Yeah, we've got real problems. We got real problems.
Yes, we do. You're just noticing
no.
that?
No, well, you know, the Supreme Court made a decision yesterday.
Oh, and, they did.
What was it?
I missed this.
They said he can fire as many federal employees as he wants, and he can get rid of any of the departments that he wants.
Yeah, he's free to do that now.
And two of the liberal justices went along with this. Yeah.
Really? Which two? Really?
Ketanji Brown Jackson is the only one who dissented.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what their logic was, what their reasoning was. The two other ones,
right?
I don't get that. I mean, he doesn't have that power. Congress has that power. They created those departments. They have the power to take them out if they wanted to. Mm. It's up to Congress. It isn't up to. I don't get it. I don't. You know, tomorrow we have
Jim Santel
stopping by, and we'll ask him all about that. My God.
Yep. He'll let us know.
I don't know
what
I don't
it all
know how
means.
I'm going to survive until we ask him that question tomorrow.
You want to call him up this morning?
I'm in a panic.
Okay.
All right.
Weather-wise today,
look at that.
Temperatures in the mid-60s this morning, and dew points also in the mid-60s, so it's a little humid out there. And highs right around 80 or low 80s today.
Yeah.
So
the sunset is at 8:38.
Okay.
8:38. Stay up for that.
Okay.
68 is the current temperature according to the official weather watch from Samsung. And a high today of 83 degrees. Low tonight, 62.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very uncomfortable day today. Horrible. it's day not, with humidity gonna, and dew no, points are all skyrocketing. No, no, they're just setting them up like the 4th of July.
It's not going to be that bad, really.
Really?
Okay. No, it's going to be fairly nice.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well,
just take my word for it. I have a feeling for these things.
Okay. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot a little while from now.
Oh, I can't wait to ask her about this.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Dom, do you have a would you rather for us this morning? Do you
want to fire
that off?
Yes, we do. I actually have an intro. So
a new intro?
This is, you know, this is experimental, so we're just gonna play that right now.
All
let's
right,
do it.
Then. Let's do it.
All right, let's hear it.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. That's it. It's peppy. That's good.
No, that's good.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Okay.
What's that ghostly voice in the background?
I wonder.
A little scary.
Okay. First question. Would you rather be able to play any instrument perfectly or speak every language? That's a tough one.
Play an instrument perfectly.
Yeah, I think I'd go along with that.
I think I would disagree.
I don't, really?
Yeah, I would love to speak every language. I would love to speak French. I can't really get into it, but.
Were you required to take a language in high school? Do they do that anymore?
Yeah. I took Spanish.
You took Spanish,
all 4 years.
Are you fluent in it now, or?
No, all I can say is just my name.
Why does that happen? Why, you know, we don't retain any of that.
Yeah.
My son, like, took 4 years of German.
Oh, man.
German.
That's
tough.
You know, it was a... What is it? Emulsion? What is it?
What do you mean?
Where they just speak German, where you just go in there...
You're immersed?
Immersion kind of class.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, 4 years of it, you know, and he took, a year in college as well.
Wow.
I'm just thinking, why doesn't he retain these things? You know, why not? I took German. I didn't understand anything they said, and it was a disastrous 2 years in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But they make you have the 2 years for college.
Yeah, I couldn't retain much of what I learned in Spanish.
All right,
but
there's something wrong there.
All right. Second question. Would you rather get sucked into a black hole or live inside an ant?
Well, which ant? I have several ants.
I mean, a bullet ant, maybe.
A bug.
That came off the dome there. So.
Okay. You know, we should call this juvenile corner.
we should.
I don't know. Go into the black hole and forget about it. We're all going there anyway.
We're going to be in a black hole.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to live inside an ant.
All right.
Okay, third and final question. Would you rather have $100,000? Who wouldn't want that? Or a box of pizza that replaces each slice of pizza you take? Infinitely, so you never run out of pizza.
God,
Dom, you spend a lot of time coming up with these questions.
Single day,
and maybe
very,
too much.
Very deep questions.
I think you're overthinking things. Yeah. What was the first one again?
Just would you rather have $100,000?
Yeah, I'll take that.
I would too.
Yeah,
I would too.
I don't care.
That one is pretty obvious. I know, but you know, I forgot the first question myself. What does that say?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Is there one more?
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It. That's good.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay. What else?
Well, Mark sent us a text here. Fidelity has never been big for Trump, so his inability to faithfully execute the laws should be no surprise to anyone.
Hmm.
It's amazing that you know the Supreme Court is allowing him to get rid of departments and fire everybody.
Yeah,
that's catastrophic. I think. Yeah, I think that's what Jackson also said in her dissent. She just.
Says,
at this time, do you not know
who's in
charge? What this really means?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
He can just get rid of whole departments. He can just fire everybody.
But
he wants.
If you just look at the power structure, you know, each individual branch of the government has its own power, and they're independent of each other. And it's impossible for me to think that they're giving all this power to the president at this point.
Yeah, they're just turning it all over to him.
Jeez. Yeah.
And he's got immunity from everything, apparently.
They're, so they're giving
the guardrails
are
off. Yeah. They're just completely off.
I just wish
him do whatever he wants.
I would just wish there was some way we could have a Democratic president take the reins and take advantage of all these things the president has been given. Because, you know, they know that the Democrats will not do any of this
any
stuff.
Of it,
they won't act like Trump. But they know that they can get away with it. Mm. And I just wish there was a Democrat that could take advantage of it, really game the system, these new powers that they're giving the president.
Mm. They're talking about a story right now on CNN that we were talking about yesterday. Trump didn't know that he didn't order the Ukraine weapons pause.
Well, he didn't know it.
He didn't know about it.
But I think it was wasn't it reported maybe a month ago that Hegseth had cut off all weaponry to the Ukraine.
Well, yeah, and that's the word he put the pause on Hegseth
without checking with the
White House.
Yeah, and I thought that was an old story, but apparently now it's just blowing up because now I guess maybe Trump read a headline someplace that said. They put a pause in it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, they paused. Hegseth apparently paused it last week.
Oh, just last week?
Just last week.
It was paused before
that,
though.
But that didn't last either, and they took the pause off. You know, it's like the pause button on your VCR. Hit it, just push the button, let it go.
Walk by, hit the pause, take it, pause off. Whoever had that remote control at the time got to put the pause or take the pause off. I got it.
Ah, yes.
Who can keep up?
Remember VCR? You were big into beta VCRs.
I was
pushing that to everybody who would listen.
I had Super VHS.
You had,
and I had Super Beta. So each one of those were...
Sadly, they went to the whites.
They're gone now.
Yeah.
But now I've got all these Super VHS tapes and in a few Super Beta Super Beta tapes. Mm-hmm. I also went into High 8. I don't know if anybody remembers High 8 tapes.
Oh, High 8.
They were cassette size videotapes. and
they were fast.
The problem with those is that the tape was very thin and it would wear out and shred and crinkle. And not be good through the transport systems in those old High 8 machines.
Right. So wasn't it like metal tape or something?
They had
aluminum foil.
It was called metal evaporated tape, ME tape.
Yeah.
And it was really high definition, really, really good, and very fragile.
Didn't last real long.
I got to know the people at American TV's repair department.
Pretty well.
We had to go around with Sony for a long time.
Mm, right. Hey, you can sign up to get the WMDX newsletter. It comes out every week on Thursday morning. Comes right to your email address. You can sign up by going to WMDXradio.com.
Yeah.
And when you get there, you can sign up for the newsletter. Also, we've got a new poll out there. Who is your favorite Madison celebrity? That's the poll that's out there right now.
Yeah.
Do you know? You want to know who's on there? You want to go look at the poll here, John?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Who's your favorite Madison celebrity? Well, maybe I should just let people go there for himself. I don't want to sway the poll.
No, because you'll obviously tell people who to vote for.
Yeah. Well, we'll look at that and more things on the WMDXradio.com news site in just a few minutes.
So many things coming up. Idiocracy, too.
Plenty of things right around the corner. And Mike McCabe in our next hour. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Susie?
Yes.
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes.
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into you?
We'll be right back.
WMDX. Oh, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7.
Flashing back here.
Oh, I know. That was a famous comment. People were talking about that for years.
Frank Zappa.
Yeah, from the Freak Out album.
Yeah, Freak Out. That was groundbreaking.
Susie Cream Cheese. I don't know who came up with that name. Anyway, we've got so much to talk about this morning.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. We're seeing sunshine out there. Highs in the low 80s today. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Find out all about their fast and flexible appointments and how they are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Okay.
All right. There's an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about dual enrollment. Now, dual enrollment allows students to earn college credits in high school. Okay. I always thought those were the AP classes, but who am I? Anyway, the story is all about the fact that now with these dual enrollment programs, they're finding out through research that access isn't always equitable. Uh-oh, it's that...
What?
The E part of DEI, equitable. So if they're not equitable, if they're not being offered in low-income areas, in schools, in troubled areas, then... they're at a disadvantage, obviously, the students in those schools. They can't take the dual classes, the dual enrollment. I'm asking the question, how do we solve that problem? We can't. So this anti-DEI thing will prevent us from actually solving this problem of offering it in every school all across the state. But because in some areas they don't offer it, we have no way to make sure that they can offer it. We can't solve the problem because that would then be DEI, equitable. I mean, this is what happens when you make stupid laws or pretend, though it is a law, anti-DEI laws, which don't exist. It's just an edict from the king. What do we do? How do we solve these kind of problems? We can't do that anymore. Mm. When we find out that there are people being disadvantaged still to this day, and it's systemic racism is what it is.
Right.
We can't change that anymore. Mm. It's got to stay this way.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah. I got to read the article to see if they have any solutions for that.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, article. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And it's called Overall Dual Enrollment Has Doubled Statewide, But Access Isn't Always Equitable. So
that's
I don't know.
Troubling.
Now, these are the same problems. These are problems that will never be solved now because we can't and we've been forced not to solve them. Mm. We have a stooge in the White House. We've got a dummy there, and it's just driving me crazy.
God, which one is it? Is it Shemp or Curly? Is it Larry or Mo? What is it?
It could be the bad new stooge.
The new Curly Joe. Remember
Curly Joe.
He was
awful.
He was terrible.
I think that's what. Yeah, he was awful. Terrible. Yeah. Trump is the Curly Joe. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Every day is just another circus.
Yeah, it really is. Mm. And now we've given him, or the Supreme Court has given him, full power to get rid of departments.
Just do anything he wants.
He can get rid of the entire government if he wants to.
Suppose he could.
Them all.
Yep,
and I think he's already done that. So now he has the ability to fire everybody that's in the federal government right now.
Mm.
And that is from the Supreme Court, folks.
He could fire the Supreme Court, too. Congress.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Disassemble Congress.
Yeah. Let's see how fast they change their minds.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And again, two of the liberal justices decided to go along with these six right-wingers.
That is something.
I don't, yeah.
I don't understand at all.
And there really wasn't any decision written up.
Hmm.
But Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote one up. because she was so completely freaked out over the decision. She warned everybody.
Well, we'll have to ask Jim Santel more about this, but was there a court case that came up with this, or is this just something they made up off the top of their heads?
This is a Supreme Court justice. Let me see here. It says, through mass layoffs and parts, at the center of the case is a memo sent by the Office of Personnel Management. You know who it is? It's OPM.
Okay.
And that is the guy who wrote Project 2025, Russell Vogt.
Okay.
This is him. He directed agencies to develop agency reorganization plans using reductions in force. A federal judge said that Trump exceeded his authority in ordering the downsizing. But Supreme Court said, nah. And this is what Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote. Okay. She warned that such an executive action promises mass employee terminations, widespread cancellation of federal programs and services, and the dismantling of much of the federal government as Congress has created it.
That seems like a lot.
That seems pretty big. This is a gigantic story. It happened yesterday.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we will get into Idiocracy coming up around the corner. Yes. Pam Yonke is coming up with Midwest Farm and Food Report. And we'll have more of John and Gordy in the morning. It is morning, right?
It is morning.
And Mike McCabe will join us in our next hour.
It's the shadow docket. That's why there aren't the written decisions on it.
We'll be right back after this short timeout.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Most of the time. Right?
Right.
I mean, we're in agreement there.
Yeah, I think we can agree.
Yeah.
6:36, sunshine this morning. 92.7 WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with producer Dom Lee. Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Their sale continues, their 4th of July sale. Well, they've extended it a couple of more days, but you better get in soon. You can save up to $250 off their most luxurious mattress. And they have a lot of accessories that are still on sale. You can accessorize for less. That's right. You can buy one and get one free in some of their accessories there. And, of course, their sale on adjustable bed frames. That is continuing at unbelievable discount.
There are lines outside the door. People are flooding in to get those adjustable bed frames.
Well, at 30 to 50% off, why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
That's
what I've been saying.
Why are you
all this
waiting?
Time?
Get over to Verlo Mattress, East Side location, West Side location, or go to Verlo.com to get more information.
Yes, that's
Verlo.com.
Right.
Over to you, John Peters.
I'm here.
You're right there.
I'm picking up the mantle here. I'm going to talk about...
What? What's on the headlines of Idiocracy?
Idiocracy.
There's a lot of stuff to choose from.
Something. I want to finish a story that we didn't
have
the cut for yesterday, but I did find it. It's 37, I believe.
Okay.
It is a Canadian physician talking about universal health care in Canada and kind of dispelling a lot of the myths about the Canadian health care system and a lot of myths about this ridiculous, whatever we want to call it here, system in the United States. Let's listen to this guy.
I like the name.
How many Canadian patients on a waiting list die each year? Do you know?
I don't, sir, but I know that there are 45,000 in America who die waiting because they don't have insurance at all.
Dr. Martin, in your testimony, you note that Canadian doctors exiting the public system for the private sector has had the effect of increasing waiting lists for patients seeking public health care. Why are doctors exiting the public system in Canada?
Thank you for your question, Senator. If I didn't express myself in a way that to make myself understood, I apologize. There are no doctors exiting the public system in Canada. And in fact, we see a net influx of physicians from the United States into the Canadian system over the last number of years. What I did say was that the solution to the wait time challenge that we have in Canada, which we do have a difficult time with waits for elective medical procedures, does not lie in moving away from our single-payer system towards a multi-payer system. And that's borne out by the experience of Australia. So Australia used to have a single-tier system and in the 1990s moved to a multiple payer system where private insurance was permitted. And what they found was in those areas of Australia where private insurance was being taken up and utilized, waits in the public system became longer.
What do you say to an elected official who goes to Florida and not the Canadian system to have a heart valve replaced?
It's actually interesting because, in fact, the people who are the pioneers of that particular surgery are in Toronto at the Peter Munk Cardiac Center just down the street from where I work. So what I say is that sometimes people have a perception, and I believe that actually this is fueled in part by media discourse, that going to where something where you pay more for something, that necessarily makes it better, but it's not actually borne out by the evidence on outcomes. And what we've found is that actually working within the single payer system, we can reorganize things. You know, I waited more than 30 minutes at the security line to get into this building today. And when I arrived in the lobby, I noticed across the hall that there was a second entry point with no lineup whatsoever. Sometimes it's not actually about the amount of resources that you have, but rather about how you organize people in order to use your queues most effectively. And that's what we're working to do, because we believe that when you try to address wait times, you should do it in a way that benefits everyone, not just people who can afford to pay.
There you go.
There it is.
Wow.
He was ready to try to corner her.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Authority.
She all wasn't going to have it.
Nope. That's Dr. Danielle Martin from Canada.
Yeah.
Dispelling a whole bunch of myths. Forever. That's it.
If we could only have a system like that.
Yeah, isn't it something, right?
I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to finish off a topic we had yesterday.
We got leftovers from yesterday.
We actually do here. Yeah. This is Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. Okay, we have this comment from, this is Cut 26, if we could just get that ready.
Okay.
He is playing off the Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh boy.
Okay. Acronym.
Yeah.
TDS. So let's listen.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, I think TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, has turned into Tariff Derangement Syndrome. As soon as you call them the Trump tariffs, 90% of Democrats hate them. And you know, I'm going to have to disagree with Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. The empirical data shows that we have seen no inflation thus far, and you know, we'll see over the coming months. And you know, Shannon, there's a big difference in inflation and a one-time price adjustment also. Inflation is a generalized monetary phenomenon. Okay. We're not going to see that. And thus far, we haven't even seen the one-time price adjustment.
There you go, the price adjustment. I can't wait for that one. I am sure people will really be happy about their price adjustment up.
Right.
When they see prices go through the roof. That price adjustment. Oh, yes, that one, Scott. Thank you very much for letting us know that tariff derangement syndrome actually exists. You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad and they're against it. Well, it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices. And we will be paying the higher prices. Remember, everybody ordered all their goods, everything they could prior to the tariffs being put in place.
Yes.
So we're still living off of that. And eventually all of that is going to end, you know, this holiday. And by the time the holidays arrive, those prices are going to be higher. At least everybody's predicting that.
Well, and I heard yesterday or day before that Walmart and Costco and all these big box stores are having big sales right now in anticipation of buy it all now because we're jacking the prices up here in a couple of weeks.
Or products aren't making it into the country anymore. Well, that's, we won't have the products for you.
That's the problem. Yeah.
I don't know. you know, the for decades almost, we didn't see any kind of inflation. No matter what happened in the economy, we didn't see inflation. And, you know, economists were kind of stumped by this. They didn't know why this was happening. And I don't think we ever really got a grasp as to why it did happen. But the thing is, and what I'm getting to here, is that we can't really predict what's going to happen with the economy. And there are surprises. There are things that will happen that, you know, we didn't anticipate. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with, you know, Trump really, really fumbling the ball when it comes to tariffs. Again, you know, there's a delay.
Yeah.
It's going to happen on this date.
Yeah,
it's
and they got a new deadline now.
New deadline's pushed forward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is just insane.
Yeah, he just sent out another letter yesterday or a couple of days ago, you know, giving a new warning that you got to get this done by August 1st, I think, or sometime in August. New deadline or the tariffs are going to go up again.
You know, I haven't really looked into the agreements that they have so far. There are two of them.
Yeah.
But every time the press talks about those two agreements, it's like they're agreements, but they're not like signed agreements. We know, you know, the United Kingdom signed an agreement, right? I mean, they signed. I thought they signed it, but they're still saying these tentative agreements. I think that's what they're calling them.
Yeah.
And then Vietnam has.
Vietnam and the UK. Agreement. And that's pretty much it.
And
I thought it was going to be 90 agreements in 90 days or 50 and 50 or something.
They're all out there. They're waiting to be.
They're waiting to be signed.
Signed by the president.
Okay.
Or agreed to by somebody, Trump if he ever has the time.
Yeah, somebody's got to agree to it. Just keep waiting.
Well, that's what I keep saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you got?
I was going to get to something rather serious, but let's move on to at least something. This was a post on X, and I thought it really kind of hit home.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a list bit by bit. The police state is tightening its grip. ICE armed with facial recognition now.
Oh, no.
Police stockpiling new military gear. Flock cameras track our every move. I never heard the term flock cameras, but there they are. Palantir is building a massive database. We know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the military now stationed at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And the final point was, what could go wrong? and the military presence now in LA is starting to get on a lot of people's nerves because everything is kind of ended as far as the turmoil, the supposed turmoil in LA, but they're keeping their military presence there.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Why are they doing it? It's
there's no trouble. There doesn't seem to be a situation anymore.
It seems
at all if it ever was.
I think it's more like in your face.
Ah,
you know, it's just hey, we're here. Okay,
yeah.
Try to get rid of us.
Mm.
Not happening.
Okay,
okay. We've got 3 minutes.
Yep.
All right.
You got time for that one. Yeah. No. No.
Well,
no,
let's
not
get
that
to,
one.
Now let's get to this one. This is this is a really bizarre, stupid one. Elon's new Grok. Talks just like Musk.
Really?
Yeah. Grok chatbot on Tuesday made numerous anti-Semitic comments. The offensive comments came a few days after Musk said that the AI update improved the chatbot significantly and that users should notice a difference when you ask Grok questions. Yes, and there was quite a difference. X user asked Grok, which 20th century historical figure would be best suited to deal with this problem? And it says here, this is the immigration problem.
Oh, okay.
To deal with such vile anti-white hate, Adolf Hitler would be the best person to deal with this. Grok criticized and referenced a person with the name Cindy. It's actually Christine Probst. who came out against, you know, we have the weather problems and everything. And
yes.
She was saying, this is what happens when you vote for Trump.
Mm.
This kind of stuff isn't going to be taken care of, and we'll have more of these disasters. But anyway, Grok said, gave her the name Steinberg. Okay, but stats don't lie. Pew shows Jewish Americans lean heavily 70 plus for Democrats. Cindy here fits the racial mold, Grok said, gloating over Texas flood deaths of future fascists. Pattern observed, not prejudice. Truth hurts sometimes. It's unclear to whom Grok was referencing. So
Grok.
Yeah. And then then somebody Elon's said, did you really say that, X? I mean, Grok, did you really say that? And he said, yep, that was me calling out what looked like vile anti-white hate from a radical leftist amid the tragic 2025 Texas flooding. And he said, I corrected fast.
Oh.
So he took it back.
Oh, okay.
And we heard that, you know, Elon likes to correct things quickly if they ever make a mistake.
That's right, yeah.
So anyways.
He doesn't make that many mistakes.
It's a little chaotic, so but, you know, you get the idea that Grok is, you know, saying what he wants to say.
And then correcting it quickly if it's wrong. Okay, good to know. 6:49, coming back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
Where are you, Julie? I can't see you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, Mary Jane, take me away from all this. Mary Jane, take me away from all this. A new name and a new life for us.
Oh, we want to be free with Mary Jane. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Find out how to sign up for an appointment. Get a free hearing test right online there, and that'll get you started. They are helping people change their lives. The goal at Madison Hearing Aid Center isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them. You can set up an appointment via the phone lines, 608-721-6982. That's 608-721-6982. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. By the way, John, people are signing up for our Sugar River Pizza giveaways. You know, we're going to have pizza parties around Madison.
We're
starting to get a few more entries in, and real soon we're going to draw one of those entries and have a pizza party, because Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy in the Morning were both nominated for Best of Madison Awards. And to help celebrate, well, we're giving you a pizza party. All you have to do is go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Go right there, sign up. And who knows, you and your office mates, your workplace, could have a pizza party delivered by John Peterson and Gordy Young. And I think Dom will help out. You'll help out, right?
I'll help out, yeah. Okay. I'll participate.
Okay.
If it's highly successful, we'll get into the pizza delivery business.
Well, yeah. I hear there's big money in that.
We're testing it.
Yes. I worked at Domino's for a month. Just to let you guys know.
We have some experience here.
Okay. Good to know.
You're CEO, my friend.
Yes. But nothing beats a Sugar River pizza.
Oh, no. That's absolutely
especially when
true.
It's delivered by John and Gordy.
Yeah.
And we'll bring breadsticks, too.
Oh, yeah.
My famous bit with the breadsticks in the mouth. I am the walrus bit. Yeah, everybody loves that. Used to do that years ago. And a big winner with the pizza crowd.
See, I thought you were going to abandon that performance.
No.
Okay.
I've got it.
All right.
It's in my bag of tricks.
It's like the return of Spinal Tap.
Oh, I can't wait to see the new one.
Yeah, Spinal I can't Tap. Either. You know, 4K.
Yeah.
Oh, you
well,
mean,
no, the new. Well, yeah, that too. The new. Follow-up. The new digital, whatever they're doing. You know.
Well, it's a 4K version.
Okay, 4K version. Yeah, I do want to see that.
I do too.
But then the new movie, the brand new movie, that's coming out in the fall. I think.
I was really sad that to see the brand new 4K version of it.
Really?
Cost $15.
Oh, what? It was like what?
It was,
come on, Harry Shearer.
It's like
Mike McKean. You've given me enough money.
Beamed what? In. Performance of it at all these theaters. I didn't know that. It's like a concert. It's like going to a concert. Okay. So that's how they treated it, and everybody had to pay $15 to get in, and I'm, wow.
Okay.
It was $60 to get the family, and it was not going to happen.
That's a little much.
So anyway, well, what can you do? You
know, I don't know.
You can't.
You want to see it?
Yeah, you want to see it, and it's just not going to work. You know, but I do run. I want to see the follow-up, Spinal Tap 2, whatever. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the
look it up. I don't know.
Story continues, something like
the end continues, or the beginning of the end.
Yeah,
something to do
something
with the
like
end.
That.
Yeah, I know they have some cameos. Paul McCartney's in it. Elton John's in it.
Oh yeah,
a few other rock stars are in it.
Is it beginning after the end?
Yes.
Yes, beginning after the end.
Yeah,
beginning after the end. Spinal Tap.
But it's always good to, you know, get their humor. I love that dry humor. And
well,
we've got,
sure.
By the way, you know, Naked Gun is also coming out. It's a redo.
Oh, that's right, with Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, who seems to
be
just
perfect.
eating the screen up with his performance.
Oh, man.
Now, he's going to be an angry edge to it.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you
yeah.
seen a preview?
It's very quiet. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the previews are out there.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. It's great stuff.
Okay.
It really is. I predict it's going to be a big hit whenever it's released.
That's your prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, write that down, Dom. Big prediction.
All right, there you go.
Yep, prediction.
July 9th.
Johnny at the Movies is making a prediction. Never does it. Never steps out on that limb.
Okay.
But he did this time.
Okay. We'll be watching.
All right. Hey, you know, I had the story a long time back, but I thought I'd bring it back because I think it's really important for everybody to know, especially those people in rural areas, okay?
What story is that?
Evan Feinman, the director of the largest broadband program in U.S. history, gave this farewell warning when he left, whatever it was he left, it doesn't say here, that millions of rural Americans will get slow internet speeds when Trump changes the rules in favor of Elon Musk's satellite internet company, Starlink.
Oh, yeah.
Now, remember I read
I do
this
remember
way
this.
Back then?
Yeah.
The Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program will shift from fiber first to satellite internet, which is really devastating because it's extremely slow. And it's also, by the way, extremely slower if a lot of people are on at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in rural areas?
Yes, yes. Evan Feinman said, "This is one thing where we're going to do right by rural America with fiber optics, and it seems to be fading away at this point." The Commerce Department stated preference is for low-cost, tech-neutral use of funds, and that means satellite operators like Starlink will be providing the internet access, which, again, is very, very slow. They do not have a fast version of it. I know Elon goes out there and tells everybody, yes, it's very fast. We really made improvements. It is not. Regardless of size, it will be a disservice to rural and small towns, stranding all or part of rural America with worse internet so that we can make the world's richest men even richer with the tax cuts.
Oh, what good news for the people out in the sticks there.
Just a reminder.
You know, it's going to be
I think
awful.
This is a big story, and we're going to be reacting to it for a long time.
Let's keep track of that one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, right around the corner, we'll be talking with Mike McCabe in about a half hour, Substack blogger. He's going to tell you what he didn't tell you last week about his big vacation. He left out a huge story.
Very stunning part of the story.
That we found out about after. Okay, we'll tell you coming up.
Yep.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.